Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the South Carolina Farmer of the Year has been named and will represent the Palmetto State at the Sunbelt Ag Expo next month. Let's talk about who was chosen.
That's right. It's a pretty unique opportunity to name a beekeeper, a full-time beekeeping farmer, Kerry Owen from Pickens, as the South Carolina winner. I have attended Sunbelt many years and for the ceremony, and I don't know that I've ever seen a bee farmer as a state winner, so we're very proud to have Kerry represent us.
Now, as I understand it, he is a big beekeeper.
That he is, with bees on about 26 farms in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. He really has quite a working relationship with a number of farmers who need the bees for the pollination, and he has that much coverage, if you will, involved in his honey production for his operation. So it's, as I said, a very unique farming operation that Kerry has.
Now, he has taken beekeeping into a value-added business, if you will. He does a lot more than is a custodian of the bees. He does something with the product of the bees, which is honey.
That's right. That's what you get from bees. He has Beewell Honey Farm and Supply that they began there operating from home. And then he has added on to agritourism, which is certainly growing around South Carolina. But he has festivals there on the farm. And it's a great education for those who attend the festivals to learn really the significant role that bees have in pollination of so many of our crops.
Now, as far as his being named the Farmer of the Year from South Carolina, he'll go to Moultrie in October, as we mentioned, and he will be in the running for Farmer of the Year for the Southeastern region.
That's right, and we've had pretty good success at that competition for South Carolina. We've had two winners from South Carolina. Just recently, James Cooley in 2013 became the Sun Belt Farmer of the Year and the overall winner. So it's a very unique opportunity to add a third one.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.